It's just, to be honest, it's utter disbelief. We really, really thought that it was coming to an end. We were told it would end in Supreme, yet they're passing it back down to High Court all over again. It's like a game of ping pong. When is it going to end? They're just going to pass it back up to Supreme Court like they did the first time round because they said that they couldn't make a decision. I don't understand. I didn't understand it 21 months ago. I still don't understand it today. I'm really, really upset.
Have you spoken to Nick?
Very briefly, when the news came through, and he's not good.
Now, if we look at the minimal detail that's come from the lawyers, so there'll be a trial within 6 months. Now, when we last spoke to the lawyer in India, he was talking about it being based on a British system of leave so that they're away for the summer holidays. So is everything on hold completely until, say, September?
I'd like to think not. I'd like to think we'll have something within 6 months. I really, really don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know. 6 months to me, another 6 months. I know I have to accept it, but the way I'm feeling right now, I just can't accept that. I can't accept that it's going to go on another 6 months.
Have you spoken to your parents?
I've just briefly spoken to my dad, and he's now currently on the phone to Nick, I guess, trying to calm him down and trying to console him. But how do you console somebody when you're absolutely devastated yourself?
There are so many things to consider, and you've been his rock. That's how he's described you. Another part of this, of course, is affording to stay in India, that they have his passport. He can't leave the country. He can't work at the same time. So he's just holed up, isn't he, in a hostel?
It's again, that's just another factor that we'll just have to deal with, and we'll deal with it. We'll pull together, we'll dig deep. We'll just keep hanging on and just get through the next 6 months, just like we've got through the last 21, although I don't know how we've even gotten through that, to be honest.
You're living in a nightmare.
It really is. It really is an unbelievable nightmare. A surreal nightmare. I don't understand. I don't believe it. I just need somebody to wake us up.
Do you think there's any opportunity for you to be able to get to India as a family to see Nick?
The way today stands, absolutely not. We just physically cannot financially afford that trip to India. When I went out there, it did cost a lot of money. And we need the money to keep Nick in the hostel where he's staying now for us to justify spending hundreds of pounds on flights and hotel rooms. It's just not something that's feasible at the moment.
You have seen him in the last 21 months, haven't you? But it wasn't ideal.
It wasn't. I saw him quite early on when he was in prison. Obviously, I did go out there to give him the news that our mum was in hospital. So as much as I went out there, obviously, to support him while he was in prison, it was really not a nice trip at all, whilst he was in prison, and then to tell him the news that I had to tell him. So as much as I have seen him, it was still over a year ago now. I still desperately want to see him again. I want my dad to be able to see him. And we just can't afford for dad to go out there and see him. So we've just got to continue with Skype.